an entire school board resigns.
Really?
Yeah. So not just one person from the school board. The whole staff just said, uh-oh, we're out of here.
What happened? What caused them to resign?
Okay, they're all on a conference call, a Zoom call. Mm-hmm. So they're all talking about different things and, you know, what should we do about this? What should we do about that? And then somebody got on parents and they just went, are we alone? Yeah. And they just started ripping on the parents.
But you know what? Are we alone?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're alone.
If you're going to call me out, I'm going to you up.
Actually, sorry, this is an open meeting for the whole public.
No, they forget that there's real people on the other side of those letters that they're writing.
Yes.
We're real community members. We have kids or have known kids that have gone to these schools.
Right.
Have a vested interest in this process.
No, this is on the school website right now.
Behind the scenes.
What?
And it's really unfortunate that they want to pick on us. Because they want their babysitters back.
Meaning the teachers. The teachers are babysitters, yeah.
Right.
I agree. And it's fine. It's just, I
totally hear that because.
Yeah, so does everybody else.
We all hear you.
Yeah. My brother had a delivery service for medical marijuana.
Medical marijuana. Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah, they're talking about everything.
They're having like an open bitch session, basically.
Awesome. About parents, about drugs.
So when you got
sex,
your kids at home,
everything. And they don't know that everybody else is on the call too. But they're gonna figure it out. I guess somebody looks down and says, is this live on the internet?
Yeah, your quarterback might be trained. He's not happy.
I heard. Frankie's not happy. Sucks.
Right. All three of our candidates are on and ready to go when we're ready to go.
Okay. Uh-oh. Laura Lanier, just FYI, you guys have the meeting. Oh, we have the meeting open to the public right now. That's what Laura just said.
Great.
Yep.
up.
Then they ended the call immediately.
And then they all resigned.
And then they all said, that's it. We're done. You caught us. Sorry, we're being stupid.
Wow.
But yeah, so the minute she looked down and saw that everybody was online, they just hung up and quit.
Wait, so they were bitching about parents mostly, right?
Mostly, yeah. So
okay.
Parents calling up, they want their babysitters back. We're not really doing anything. They're calling us out. Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, I think teachers should have a bitch session, not publicly, not in front of the entire.
Well, and I think they
wherever
do.
They live.
I think they do all the time on conference calls like that. But when it's only six people, not 600 people.
Yeah.
And all the students and all the parents are watching and they're dropping F-bombs or talking bad about them. It's not good.
Yeah. Talking bad about them is definitely a problem. But I have to tell you, I have a friend who she was a professor at Lehigh University. And I'm not calling out Lehigh because it has nothing to do with that university. She was a professor there and she quit. And the reason why she quit was amazing. She quit because she couldn't deal with the parents getting involved in their college age kids' affairs.
Oh, really?
She said she would get calls on a regular basis or emails on a regular basis from parents that were like, why did you give my son a C? And she would write back and she would say, well, your son earned a C. I'm not giving out grades. These aren't cookies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your son earned a C and that's why he got a C. He got a C. He earned a C. Well, I don't understand because so-and-so and so-and-so got a B and a B minus. And I don't know why their papers were so different than his. And it's like, hang on a minute. You're the mother of an adult calling a college professor to ask why your son didn't get the grade that you'd like him to get. Why isn't your son calling? Because if your son was calling,
your son, and then conference call me into it. But no, the parents are paying the bill probably, and no, that's why they're
my parents. I was very fortunate. My parents paid for me to go to college, and if I got a C, I came home and I was read the Riot Act by my parents. Mm-hmm. They would never even consider calling a professor and asking why. You know, because they knew it was me. I was the reason why I got a C. It wasn't like a professor just randomly went, C student. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I was shocked when my friend was like, she couldn't, it didn't happen once or twice. She said it happened so often, she couldn't take it anymore. She quit her job as a professor at a university because she couldn't deal with all the parents that were continuing to
email and call. Well,
yeah, I mean, she said she was like, I'd be happy to talk to your son, maybe even discuss like how he can improve his grade and, you know, why he earned a C and what it is about that paper that could have been better. You know, I mean, when I was in grad school, in order to go to school, I had to also work there. And I remember I was a TA. And I had to give assignments and I would get assignments back. And some of the kids, they would just cut and paste off Wikipedia and they wouldn't even bother to take off the word Wikipedia or take off the little. So, you know, Wikipedia has like little
side note,
like side notes and numbers next to it. So you can go find the references, like little reference numbers. Mm. They would leave all that in there, too. They would just cut and paste that right in. And it was like, and I can click on it and it would go right back to the Wikipedia page. It was like, you're expecting me to give you a good grade? You cut and paste off of Wikipedia. Like,
you kept
what is this?
Hyperlink inside. So all I had to do was click and it went to the place that you stole it from.
And then three kids handed in the exact same paper. And I had to go to the professor and I was like, listen, these three papers are exactly like verbatim. Like everything was exactly the same. I don't know who wrote the original, but two other people copied it, or all three of them somehow. I don't know what happened. I'm just the TA. I'm just here to tell you. And of course, when she sat down with the students to discuss it with them, their parents came. I mean, these are college students. These are juniors in college and their parents came like it was high school.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's like, why are your parents here?
Because parents have to stick their neck in everything. I completely understand. Trust me. I completely understand.
No, because you have kids in high school.
Right.
But once your kids are adults and they go to college, I mean, if your older son who's working, if he has an issue at work, are you going to go down there and talk to his boss and be like,
no, but
what the heck is going on here?
His mom would. And she has done it. So that's why I said I understand.
Huh?
Yeah. No, it's going to be like that when he's 40. She's
gone down and yelled at his boss.
Oh, yeah, she'll do
it. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. This is brilliant. Why didn't we do that?
Well,
my mother, you know, my mother, I wouldn't want to be on the wrong end of her. First of all, she owns guns. Mm-hmm. So you do not want to be on the wrong end of my mother.
Oh, my mom would if I called her up and said I'm having a problem with this radio station or this boss. Oh, yeah, she'd do it in a heartbeat.
Oh, my God. We missed a huge opportunity. We should have sent our mothers in there. That day when they called us in to have a little talk with us, we should have been like, nope. Sorry.
Talk to the mom.
Talk to the moms.
Not even talk to the hand. Talk to the mom.
Don't talk to the hand. Talk to the moms. Our moms are here. Talk to them, and then they will tell us what you've said.
Yeah, and we're both very afraid of them.
Yes.
We're not afraid of you.
And if you're not afraid of them, you will be in 5 minutes.
We're afraid of them, yes.